Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Your English will improve today. I hope you believe it. Well, every once in a while, we do a lesson here about a famous person. The world is full of celebrities, from musicians to politicians. Today, we will be learning about none other than the talented actress Emma Watson. Now, perhaps you don't know her by her name, but I'm pretty sure if you saw a picture of her, you'd know exactly who she is, especially if you like the Harry Potter movies. Today, we'll get into a lesson about Emma Watson on the world stage. What does that mean? You'll find out. We'll learn about a few stages of her life over the next few days. For today, we'll learn about the first stage, the blockbusters. Also, how does she feel about the Harry Potter movies? Well, let's get inside and join Rebecca.
Oh, hey everyone, I'm Rebecca and welcome to Studio Classroom.
Hey Rebecca, today's lesson is all about a certain celebrity. I'm wondering, is there an actress that you really enjoy watching on film?
You know, I actually really like Jennifer Lawrence.
Hunger Games.
Yes, I love The Hunger Games. It's actually, well, I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite movies, but I like watching it.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence is an incredible actress. Well, today we're going to be talking about Emma Watson, who I think is also a very wonderful actress. Let's get started in today's lesson.
Emma Watson, a girl on the world stage. I just felt like that part belonged to me. I know that sounds crazy, but from that first audition, I always knew. Filled with this confidence, Emma Watson stepped into one of movies' biggest franchises of all time, Harry Potter. Stage 1, the blockbusters. 9-year-old Watson actually fought through 8 auditions, during which she became author J.K. Rowling's favorite for the part. She indeed became Hermione Granger, a transformation that spanned a decade and a lifetime. The time devoted to the 8 film series had its challenges as well.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 audition 这个名词。AUD 这个字根有听的意思，所以 audition 有试听或试镜的意思。如果要说明试镜哪个角色的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Many top actors attended the audition for the important role. 许多一流的演员都参加了这个重要角色的试镜。Audition 也可以当动词，例如 Angela flew to LA to audition for the leading role in the play. Angela 飞到洛杉矶参加这部戏的主角的试镜。接下来我们看的是 franchise 这个名词。Franchise 在这里是指特许经营权或经销权。例如 The family owns a big fast food franchise in the States. 这个家族拥有美国一家大型素食店的经营权。Franchise 也可以当动词，意思是授予或出售特许经营权。例如 ，Matthew plans to franchise his business in other areas of Asia next year. Matthew 计划要在亚洲的其他的部分出售他事业的特许经营权。
So let's get started on this exciting lesson about Emma Watson.Now, who is Emma Watson? That's a good question because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Well, our lesson starts out, a girl on the world stage. What exactly is that all about?
Well, we are going to be talking about the word stage a little later in our lesson because there are actually a couple of meanings that we could take from that word here. But first, we see something she said. I just felt like that part belonged to me. She's talking about the part of Hermione,and Harry Potter. What does she say next?
I know that sounds crazy, but from that first audition, I always knew. Okay, let's pause for a moment and talk about this phrase, sounds crazy. So, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about, I don't know, skydiving?
Skydiving? Rebecca, that sounds crazy.
Why does that sound crazy? I think it sounds exciting.
Well, yeah, it sounds exciting too, but I mean, a lot of people would be scared of skydiving.
Well, do you know what I think sounds crazy?
What?
Is that my friend Stephanie really wants to read 100 books this year.
That sounds crazy. I would not be able to do that. Maybe Stephanie could. Well, what sounds crazy to you? Now, I know who Emma Watson is, Rebecca knows, but I think there are a lot of people out there who might not know who Emma Watson is. I've asked a few people what they thought. Let's go to the SC Challenge right now.
Do you know who Emma Watson is?
Yes, I know who Emma Watson is.
What movie have you seen her in?
Harry Potter?
Emma Watson?
Excuse me, sir. Do you know who Emma Watson is?
Of course I know.
And who is she? What movie did she play in?
She's famous for Harry Potter.
Did she play the role of Harry Potter?
No, she's a girl.
Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
No.
Are you sure? Harry Potter.
Ah. Yeah.
Do you remember her name in that movie?
Miao Li.
Miao Li. That's right, Hermione Miao Li.
She played Harry Potter's friend, Hermione.
Emma Watson is Hermione, 女主角. Do you like Emma Watson?
Yeah, I like her. Hmm.
Is she a good actress?
I don't know.
She's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Are you up for the SC Challenge?
So now you know who Emma Watson is. Well, our lesson continues. Stage one, the blockbusters. Now we want to pause for just a moment and talk about this very important word, stage. Oftentimes when I think of a stage, I think of something that dancers or actors perform on, similar to this picture over here.
That's right, you can dance or give a speech on a stage. However, another definition is maybe a level or a step in a process. So we're going to find out about stage one in Emma's life, stage two, and stage three.
Well, our lesson continues. 9-year-old Watson actually fought through 8 auditions during which she became author J.K. Rowling's favorite for the part. And we also want to talk about this word or this phrase, to fight through. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, this doesn't mean that she's actually using her body or her fists and hands to fight somebody. When you fight through something, it could be anything difficult, right? So maybe you're on the way somewhere and you had to fight through a storm to get there.
Or maybe you've been disappointed. Sometimes you have to fight through many disappointments in order to succeed.
That's right. Well, you are not going to be disappointed with the next thing we have for you here at Studio Classroom. Let's join the guys in the information cloud.
Besides using numbers to measure years, we can also use words like decade, century, and millennium.
Okay, first, decade refers to a period of 10 years. Although any period of 10 years can be called a decade, this word is usually used to describe the 10th digit of a calendar year. So the 1960s and the 1970s are different decades in the 20th century.
And speaking of century, century is used to describe a period of 100 years. We are now in the 21st century.
And finally, millennium refers to a period of 1,000 years.
Now, there is another word that can denote a number of years, and that word is score. Score is used to describe a set of 20, so a score is a period of 20 years.
But this definition of score is now considered outdated and is seldom used in modern English, except in a couple of well-known references.
Like this one, when Abraham Lincoln was president, he gave a speech called the Gettysburg Address. It opened with the famous line, 47 years ago.
So what year was Lincoln referring to? Well, a score is 20. 80. 87. Lincoln delivered the speech in 1863. So 1863 minus 87 equals 1776. the year the Declaration of Independence was adopted.
Another reference of score used in this way comes from the Bible. 70 years and 10 describes man's lifespan. So how many years is that? Well, 70 equals 3 times 20, or 60. Adding 10 to 70 produces 70.
英文有几个字是用来表示特定的年份。Decade 表示十年。Century 是100年，也就是一个世纪。一个 millennium 是1000年。还有一个字 score。Score 有着20的意思，所以也可以指一个20年的时期。但这个用法现在已经很少人在用了，除了两个很有名的典故之外。一个是1863年林肯总统发表的盖茨堡演讲，这篇演讲有一个著名的开场 ,4 score and 7 years ago, 40×20=80, 再加 7 years, 7年 ,87 年以前，指的就是1776年美国开国的那一年。另一个著名的 score 是出自圣经，讲到人的寿命是 70 years and 10, 也就是70年，但他的下一句话是说，若是强壮可以活到80岁。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, here in our lesson, we read, the time devoted to the 8 film series had its challenges as well. Well, we still have so much more to learn about Emma Watson right after this.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of a profile lesson about the young and talented celebrity Emma Watson, who of course is most famous for her role as Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter series. Our lesson is called Emma Watson, A Girl on the World Stage, and we've been discussing Stage 1, the blockbusters. Now, if you were an actor, how would you feel about being the same role for so many years of your life? Let's see what Emma thinks right now.
Emma Watson. Watson asserts that she will forever be proud of the Harry Potter films, but she also sees that they curbed her young life in some ways.She was often frustrated by her child star status in the press. She felt that she lived in a bubble, having little interaction with the larger film world. Yet, it was a broad bubble that also took her around the world. It was really only once Harry Potter ended and I went to university that it hit me how unusual a position I was in.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 assert 这个动词。assert 在这里是指坚持或断言，或者是坚决表明。例如 ,the defendant has been asserting his innocence since the beginning of the trial. 这名被告从审判一开始就坚称他是无辜的。或者是 Billy thinks that he should have asserted himself more during the negotiation of his contract. Billy 认为他在契约的协商过程中应该要更坚持立场一些。最后我们看的是 curb 这个动词 curb 是指控制、限制或者是约束例如 the new policy is designed to curb inflation 这个新政策是为了控制通膨而设计的或者是 Roy curbed his temper when his boss scolded him this morning 今天早上当老板在责备 Roy 的时候他有控制住他的情绪 curb 也指路边或者是道路的边缘例如 I asked the taxi driver to pull up to the curb so I could get out. 我请计程车司机停到路边这样我才能够下车。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So continuing on with our lesson about Emma Watson. We read, Watson asserts that she will forever be proud of the Harry Potter films. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase, forever be.What does it mean if you're forever something?
That means that you will not stop doing something. So she will forever be proud
of these films. She will not stop being proud of being Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films. But you can use this great phrase in other ways. I will forever be indebted to you for helping me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gabe. I'm so glad that you will forever be indebted to me.
Oh, Rebecca, I have this for you. This should help you out because in Harry Potter movies...
Thank you.
You need a wand, right?
I do. I will forever be grateful for giving this to me.
Yeah. Your wand looks kind of like a sausage link.
It does.
A good one. Okay, let's continue here. We're going to forever be learning new things here at Studio Classroom. We read on a couple sentences down. She felt that she lived in a bubble.
Ooh.
Now let's take a break right there to talk about that phrase, to live in a bubble.
So, Gabe, hold on.
Yeah.
That means that Emma actually lived inside a bubble? Kind of like this picture here?
No. Yes, these, of course, are nice dish bubbles. There are many ways that bubbles might come about. And if you say you live in a bubble, that means that you are kind of protected from the outside world.
I see. That actually kind of reminds me of my college experience.
Really?
Yeah, for my undergrad, sometimes I felt like I kind of lived in a bubble because it was a very protected environment, and we really didn't get out of we didn't get out much.
That's kind of how I felt about my high school experience as well. It's really nice if you can get to know everybody. You get to know everybody really well when you live in a bubble, but sometimes it's not good because you don't get to know the outside world so much. Do you ever feel like you live in a bubble?
That's definitely a very good question to think about. Well, let's see how our lesson continues. Of course, Emma felt like she lived in a bubble because she had little interaction with the larger film world. Now, we're going to pause for just a moment and talk about this word world. Oftentimes, when I hear the word world, I think about the earth or we live in a world. But I don't think that that's exactly what our lesson is referring to here.
That's right. Actually, we see the word world twice here in this section. And one time it does mean that. It means the earth all around the world. But here we're talking about the larger film world. So that's a certain environment that's related to a certain subject. So the film world is anything that's related to films.
Now, what if you're talking about like science? And technology, what would you call that world?
Well, I guess you would call that the science world, or maybe the technology world. So Bill Gates is very familiar with the technology world.
And of course, if you love sports, maybe you want to be a part of the sports world.
And you could also call that the world of sports. So the sports world or the world of sports, the film world or the world of film and movies. You know, Shakespeare, in one of his plays, he once said, "All the world's a stage."
Wow.
Now, is that using the word world to talk about the world like the film world or the theater world? Or is he talking about the world like the earth? All the world is a stage.
That's a really good question. I think that he's referring to the entire world. Like, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, the world is a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that we're always acting then?
Well, I guess in some senses we are. He compares people to actors. Okay, think about that. All the world is a stage. Well, right now we want to continue on with our last sentence here. It was really only once Harry Potter ended and I went to university that it hit me how unusual a position I was in.
Oh.
So she was hit by something here?
Yeah, Rebecca? Just like this?
Rebecca, that's not very nice.
Well, I mean, our lesson is talking about hitting someone or hitting me. That's what our lesson...
Yeah.
Are you okay?
You hurt me, Rebecca. You hurt me.
Gabe, no, our lesson is actually not talking about physically hitting someone. It just refers to maybe you weren't thinking and all of a sudden you remembered or all of a sudden it came to you that maybe you don't need to do something like you thought you did.
That's right. So here it means to occur. It occurs to you or you realize something. So for example, I was on my way to the bank when it hit me that I left my wallet at home.
Or I was enjoying a beautiful, quiet afternoon in the park when all of a sudden it hit me that I needed to be home by 2:00.
You know, Rebecca, I saw someone perform recently.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering why this guy had such a high voice. And then it hit me. Oh, maybe that's a girl.
I'm glad you got that figured out, Gabe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we still have more to talk about, but right now, let's review today's lesson with the review skit.
That is a good idea, but first, no, there's no review skit today, Rebecca. We're going to go join Liz for a closer look at this last sentence.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me as we have a closer look at this sentence. It was really only once Harry Potter ended and I went to university that it hit me how unusual a position I was in. Our focus today is on the pattern. It was really only once something and something that something. This is a good pattern to use to describe how something didn't happen until certain things happened first. In the case of today's sentence, the speaker is saying that she didn't realize how her position was unusual until Harry Potter had ended and she had gone to university. Okay, let's have a few more example sentences. Let's say Mr. Jennings has always been very irresponsible. Unfortunately, he didn't realize this until he lost his job and his wife left him. So we can say, it was really only once Mr. Jennings lost his job and his wife left him that he realized how irresponsible he was. Or let's suppose an artist didn't really feel encouraged to open her own gallery until she had her first exhibit and sold her first painting. So we can say, it was really only once the artist had her first exhibit and sold her first painting that she felt encouraged to open her own gallery. And that's it for today. I'll see you later.
This month we're taking a look at Emma Watson, who, from her first audition for the Harry Potter series, knew the part of Hermione Granger should be hers. At 9, Watson fought through 8 auditions to win the part that spanned a decade and a lifetime. While asserting that she is proud of the Harry Potter series, she knows that her life was curbed by the films as well. She felt like she was living in a bubble and having no interaction with others in the larger film world. But that bubble also took her around the world, which she didn't really realize until the series ended and she went to university. Then she realized what an unusual position she was in.
You know, Gabe, it just hit me that this doesn't work very well as a wand.
That's because it's a sausage, Rebecca. Here, this is a better one for you here.
Oh, this is much better. You take the sausage.
All right, friends, we have a lot more to learn about Emma Watson next time, so come back right here to Studio Classroom.